Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have an important guest, S. Susan Grandin, and the subject will be Birthing a New Reality Through Pure Love. Her website, in case you wish to look at it while during the interview, is birthinganewreality.com. Her occupation is as a teacher, speaker, consultant, spiritual architect, and leader. Susan is an innovative visionary whose primary sole purpose is birthing new realities and upliftment of consciousness. She is once again reemerging to teach and guide humanity through these auspicious transitional times. Susan came into the world 70 years ago through the union of a scientific father and an artistic mother, both of whom nurtured and challenged her to grow beyond all perceived limitations. As a teacher, speaker, consultant, spiritual architect, and leader who has lived and worked in 26 countries/cultures, Susan humbly harnesses opportunities to seed and nurture the energies of new ideas whose time has come. She does this through her personal work and by collaborating with other visionaries. Susan's colleagues have called her a member of Earth's electromagnetic engineering team, an Earth wisdom keeper, a true blue being of light and love, a midwife from the celestial realms, and a shining one. Her gifts are many. Her goal is to serve, and her choice is to say yes to a bright, abundant future for all. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi, Raymond. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited. I'm also elated, and I'm in awe of all that has come together to bring me to this moment here today. I'd like to say thank you to anyone who has already signed up on my website. It's a new website, and so those who are coming in are probably coming in through the VBS advertisements and promotions. I'm sorry I haven't had a response on there yet to you, but we're still a work in progress, and we'll have things a little better in the days to come. And I'd like to anchor myself right now as who I am, which is S. Suzanne Grandin, and I spell my first name with the two S's, so it's S.S. Suzanne. I was born Sarah Suzanne, or Sarah in Egyptian, which would be son of God. My grandmother was named Sarah, and I was to be called Suzanne, so it's just the way it worked out that I never fit anybody's forms in my whole life. So knowing that I'm not here to really fit into the old, I often have heard myself being called by many names. So I just wanted to set the record straight. It's Suzanne. And the S actually has come to mean other things for me as well. Many of the embodiments that I've had have been with a name that was some form of S. And the one that I carry right now, the reason I'm emerging right now after 3.5 years of integration, a soul integration, is that I carry the energies now of Seshat. And Seshat, some of you may be familiar with, through the Egyptian traditions and before. She is one who would be seen wearing the leopard robe. And the leopard robe from the Osiris or Osirian tradition would signify that that person had been reborn in this lifetime, had passed through the skins, as they would say, or gone through the death experience and lived on in this lifetime. And so she is one that was known also as the Mother of Ascension. She's one who opens the heavens gateways. And so through her, you can experience a very deep, true love of yourself. And also, she was known by setting the cord, the C-H-O-R-D, by another means, the C-O-R-D, the cord that is used to snap when laying the lines for the temples. And so she was present at all the sacred moments within all of the history that she was present. And setting the tone and setting the harmonies for that which was to now become the foundation and the structure. And so we carry that energy with us today into the Mother of Ascension and into the days that we live now, which are all about birthing a new reality. I'd like to say that I'm very grateful to that which is my husband and union soul partner who brought this soul to me as Seshat, and he is an engineer working off in his own specialties right now as well. But all the love and the nurturing that it has taken to come into full embodiment. It's like near death. And sometimes the term has been used as walk-in or soul exchange. Briefly, I've had many in this lifetime. It was my life purpose to come in and be able to entertain different energies at different times and to be as clear as I can be in that expression. And so this one took 3.5 years to come into full embodiment. So it is with great joy that I am here today and looking forward to being out into the world again with many ways that may assist in bringing forth the new reality. So thank you for having this opportunity, Raymond, for entertaining me today.
Well, it's a pleasure. And what are the main subjects you'd like to cover today?
Well, today, because of these energies that I now embody and because of the times that we live in, I'd like to remind us that 25 years ago, we were at a stage where it was, you know, in the 1993 to 96 period of time when I was living in Tacoma, Washington, and I was bringing forth the birthing a new reality at that time to help pave the way for those who were the babies coming in, the young ancients, as they were called, of which many of us are also young ancients, but to create new models, to be able to set the energies and to be able to assist in bringing about the changes in our world at large, to help nurture and prepare the way for us to really become all that we are here to be in this moment and to shift out of the old paradigm into the new. So as this show, I'd like to present a few things for the viewers and the listeners in various ways to give each of you an opportunity to experience, to go beyond that which you may have accepted or those around you may have accepted as truth or reality, and to give you an opportunity to experience more, to come with an open heart, an open mind, and an open soul, and receive whatever is here for you. Some of these will be in images that I will share, and I do this to demonstrate something or give you an opportunity to tap in or tune in, rather than to show how great I am. It's not about me being great in any way. We're each here with our own gifts and our own specialties and our own abilities. And so to be able to share some of the history that I have embodied in this lifetime that brings me to this moment, actually 70 years of preparation to be here right now to help bring forth that which is our new reality. So I would like to say, although I'm open to questions, this may not be the best time to be doing the Q&A. If you have a question or a concern or something you'd like to know more about, if you would go to my website, birthinganewreality.com, and type in the contact form, I'll be happy to get back to you as soon as I can. And while I'm mentioning that, I'll just say my laptop died last week. Our internet is being dug up and all the wires are being repaired and the phone line can't seem to get the voicemail and everything else to work right at this moment. So just as this show may be experiencing a few technical things as we go along as well, I ask your patience and just say that we are breaking new ground in many ways. And so we're doing the best we can to get things up and running as smoothly as we can. So today, at the end of the show, or near the end, I would like to also give an open experience of a transmission of energies that will bring forth a greater field of dimensionality and perhaps give you an opportunity to access greater parts of yourself or to do that lift and shift for whatever's right for each of you. Okay, now I've lost you. I can't hear you, Raymond.
Oh, sorry. My fault. Yeah, I was muting my microphone not to have any background noise. I said I look forward to that that group experience.
Yes, I do too. It's always wonderful to have the energies pour through in such an open way. And the other thing I wanted to mention too in all of this is the importance, because the title of the show does have to do with birthing a new reality through pure love. And one of the things has to do with the timing that we're in right now specifically. There are cycles. We're at the end of a 19-year cycle as well as a 25-year cycle as well as huge, larger cycles. Many in the world today, I'm sure, are very aware of the amplification of all kinds of things. And the fear is being amplified as well as the joy and the love. When you think about an artist who may be a sculptor or a wood carver, whatever it may be, they talk about seeing the image there and then just taking away everything that doesn't belong as a part of it. And that's about what we are right now in the process of doing. We came in, we were birthed as a divine spark of light and pure love. And upon that, other things were layered. And upon that, other things were influences. And in that mixed of all that, which were other people's opinions and thoughts and beliefs and sciences and what have you, we sometimes lost sight of that which we are. Now, the new children coming in today and many who are awakening today remember the answers to all those questions. They remember the truth of who they are. And with that in mind, we want to get back to that pure root of how we were originally imagined or agreed to come into this world, to be conceived into this physical body, which is really just a small part of us. And so dissolving anything else that doesn't resonate with the truth of our being is the real task today. You can look at the outside world and you can think that the governments have problems and the relationships have problems and the education and the scientific and all these systems are problems. But when it comes right down to it, they are a sum total of what we ourselves are resonating or broadcasting, our beliefs and our imbalances, if you will. And so as we come into a greater balance, as we come into this strength of connection with what I call source, you may call it God by many names, but the source of all that created us, of all that we are, lives within us, that spark of light, that bright remembrance of that which holds all. When we're in a state of higher resonance, when we're in a higher frequency, we're able to expand and be in that stillness, in a space, in a moment, in an instant, in a presence, where there are no more questions, where there are only awareness and connection and communion with all of life. And so this is the state that we really seek as our natural existence. And all that we may go through, there were old ways of processing emotions. There were old ways, many things along the way, coping techniques, mechanisms, you know, various substances and techniques to help to keep things in check. But where we are now, we don't really need any of those outside things. We can utilize them if they serve. But really, we hold everything that we need within. And so it's a matter of finding that still place within ourselves, bringing that love forward, bringing that love to every single part of ourselves so that we love ourselves so fully and so completely that we know beyond any need to trust, we know our connection as source, co-creator energies. And from this place, all else manifests abundantly around us. It all comes in with ease and grace and humor, and life becomes a whole lot more fun. So today, it is more important than ever that we master ourselves, that we know ourselves, that we are willing to be in that moment of honesty and integrity with ourselves, and to make that choice for love. And when we do this, everything in our world around us changes too.
Do you have any recommendations for an approach or technique or something that people can do to increase the self-love? Because it's easy to understand the concept, but it's not so easy to apply.
Yes. And thank you for asking that, because that's part of why I wanted so much to bring forth experience during this show, to not stay in the head, to not give so much information, but rather to open and come from a place of the heart where we can feel and fill and remember. And as we go through, I'm going to take a moment with each step we go to allow for that and to encourage that. And as we go into the exercise near the end, I'll give a few simple steps in as well. Some of it has to do with body position, and some of it has to do with breath or focus. But really, more simple, the better. Not layering on a lot of dogma, beliefs, one way is right, one way is not right. We really, it can be done in an instant these days. And as we take the moment to do it, it may be one moment, it might be 5 moments, but as we do that and do it in the morning or the evening or anytime throughout the day, if we just remember to do it, remember ourselves, respect ourselves enough to take that time, because taking that moment will make everything else easier in our life. We think not, but when we experience it, it becomes the reality. It does become the truth. And so I would encourage everyone to take that moment to connect with the earth. It's also very important. And we'll talk about that as we go along too.
That sounds good.
There's one other thing I wanted to mention right here, and that has to do with time slips and parallel realities. I don't know how many of the audience may be experiencing this, but I have had many of the people that I know sharing different moments with me lately, as well as my own experiences. And one I can say is a reality and then a parallel reality would be when we make a different choice or had something else happen in a different way. So you can think of it like highways or lanes in a highway, and then all of a sudden there's an exit ramp or an entrance ramp, or, you know, lanes merge or whatever. And so today we are in a moment of fine-tuning ourselves and choosing the reality to help lift and bring in that which is the new out of the old paradigm and into the new. And so if you had two or three or four or five futures, which one would you choose? What would you choose, to live the same as you did in the last 100 years? Or would you choose maybe a new road or a new option? And maybe that road would be filled with more joy. Maybe that would be more happiness. Maybe that would be more fulfillment. Maybe that would be more interaction with others and connection and community. And so one of the recent examples I can just share comes to mind right now. My neighbor had shared with me that she was in a bank recently using, or outside a bank, using an ATM machine. And she put her card in, and she was expecting to get the money. And the machine instead said, "Would you like to do anything else, any other transaction?" She said, "Yes, I'd like to have my money." The machine said, "Malfunction, you need to go in and speak to a teller." So she went inside. She was in a hurry. She just wanted to pick up a little bit of cash for something that she had to do in the next moments. And she went inside, and they looked and looked, and they couldn't find her card anywhere in the machine. And then she hears her name being called from down the other part of the bank, and that person's carrying a check. And she did have a check with her in her purse that was made out to her. It had been a gift, and she had not taken it out of her purse. But at this moment, the person inside the bank came out calling her name with the check in hand and was ready to cash it for her. She went outside of the bank after canceling the credit card, which she knew she had put into the machine. And she comes out, and later in her purse, she finds the same credit card. Of course, now it's not working because she had canceled it. But the interaction of the two realities, where in one case, she was sure certain things had happened. And I know this person well. She's not crazy, and she does things in a very well-orderly fashion. Another thing is, I ordered something online, and I had my receipts. I had everything in order. I made my note in my log of the way that I had paid for it and everything. And it doesn't come in the mail. It doesn't show up. And I go searching for it, and I contact the company. Well, they have no record of it. Even on the day with the information I gave, there was no record of it. So the good thing was that they took another order, and the price was even less than I had paid before. So it worked out in my benefit. So there may be experiences where things just don't seem to add up. They don't make sense. You thought something was a certain way, and it doesn't appear to be a certain way. Whatever the case, don't fight it. Don't struggle. Let it work out for you. Let it come to you back in a higher form, and let it be there as we fine tune or merge various timelines to get to where we really want to live and to really live the life that we're meant to live.
Is this related to the Mandela effect?
Yes, it's related. Anybody who looks into any of the newer science, I would say, things that have to do with quantum physics and quantum mechanics, will find that it really is an interactive universe, and that what we put out comes back to us. I think a lot of people misunderstood from various positions, you know, how to manifest things, and people like to order things up and whatever. We do command the energies. We do command our own creative part of things, but there are ways in which we can unfold that highest potential. Everything is within us. We came in with it. That's what the Akashic Records, that's one of the things Seshat did, was write the Akashic Records, and also to bring language to the people. And Toth then went on as one of her priests to teach that language to the people. But in the sense of what we are experiencing, you often will only see and expect what is a part of your previous reality. And I'll invite people in a few minutes when we get to one of the images that people might have seen in some of the promotional material or on my website, the image of me standing there as Seshat bringing in a conversation. There's an energy above the head, and we'll talk about that. But that's another thing that when I showed that image to a few people, some that were not yet as awakened as others didn't see any of that. What they saw was what they thought was a book in my hand, which is actually a crystal tablet. And they went to the colors and the outfit and other things, where others immediately went to the light above the head and knew what it was. So you see in a way that you have been conditioned to see. And so now what we want to do, we invite everyone. There are many who are awakened. There are hundreds of thousands around the world or more who are awakened at this time. And many more are ready to awaken. And so we're here to assist, to make it safe and comfortable, and really to get you outside of your comfort zone, so not to be too comfortable, but to have fun and to embrace the opportunities that are before us with all of this change, and to really know that the universe is conspiring for us, not against us, and to embrace those changes. We don't have to know in this moment how it all works out. What we need to do is say yes to our life energies and yes to all that which is being offered to us, and to align with that which we most fully desire and allow it to be ours.
I had a question about the previous part about time slips. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's occurring because there's a merging of timelines or interference from forces that be or something else? Because it does seem to be occurring a lot more than it used to.
Well, yes. And I would say it's the timelines, really. We've got a whole, we don't have time in this show to talk about it, but you know, the whole active grid systems and all kinds of portals and vortexes and other energies that can come into play, as well as the opportunities to interact with other beings from other worlds. And so in many ways, whatever may be seen as interference, when two of us sit together, we resonate and our fields exchange information. So we have access to that which is a part of the other. And the same is true. Whatever, for those who know the crystal bowls, for instance, or the Tibetan bowls, the instrument is really making a wave pattern that's like a flat, between a flat and a sharp, and the wah, 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 wah sets something in motion. So when we have the interference pattern and we have the natural wave, we have the earth ascending herself with her energies coming and rising in different waves. So we have downloads, we have uploads, we have activations from within ourselves as we're time released. All of these things are part of that symphony that's taking place right now. And as the vibrations come together, it's just like one resonates another and helps us to climb up that ladder. And so in many ways, it's about embracing it, you know, about recognizing the opportunities that are there and having fun with it rather than always feeling the struggle or making it the other. When we're in that mode of something against us or whatever, it's a polarity point of view. And in polarity, there is that back and forth motion. When we ascend beyond that, or when we can embrace that which is the union of those two and take it to a higher perspective so we can witness ourselves witnessing as the witnesser and take it higher and higher and higher, it becomes much more fun. You know, we can see with a greater image more that is at play. And when we do that, it's like connecting all the dots, and we allow it, you know, to come into its highest harmony that it can. And that's really the practice of navigation these days, and mastering ourselves and being able to really fine tune and make those choices instead of going to the old habits where people used to drink in the old days, and some still do because they think it's the old days, you know, to pick up the habits that dull us or take us away from that, which is that clarity state. And others, you know, we prefer to just be as clear as we can be and enjoy it. So, you know, we all have choice, and every choice is okay. There's no judgment on that. It's just opportunities that come our way, and we can say yes whenever we choose. And when now is a good time, right now is a wonderful time to say yes.
Well, that was a very complete answer. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shall we move on to something else now?
Maybe, sure. Just so you know, when you talk, the camera, we only see you, and then when I talk, it switches out of me. So it senses it by the audio, just so that you know. So if ever you need to do something sneaky, well, while I'm talking, is a good time because you're off the screen.
Okay.
You need to drink some water or whatever. Do you need to take a sip of water before we go into the next segment?
Sure, I'll do that.
Go right ahead. Are we ready to show the images yet or not?
I think that would be good. Sure.
Which one should I start with?
Start with the spirit drawing, the three images in the one picture. Or the one image with the three drawings. So for the audience, when they're listening or watching, even if you're not watching or can't see the images right now, I'll describe them briefly, but you're welcome to go either to the BBS site, which has more of these images, or on my website, birthinganewreality.com. And what I'm going to talk about now are three images that were done by a visionary artist and dear friend, Kozma Lukashevich, who lived in Egypt for something like, I don't know, 18 years maybe. I lived there for 8 years total, 4 years at a time. And we came together at special moments as well as other times. And on these images, they happened to demonstrate the soul that I was embodying at the time. And the reason I say this, as I mentioned, I think before, there were 13 actual soul chord shifts, along with some other braid-ins and other things. And so each one of these, my job as the vessel was to be able to integrate and to be able to walk among the people and not create fear, but to rather be able to bring through certain information or energies or service in various ways that might be beneficial at the time. If you can see the image on the screen left, it would be the one with the eagles, and you can see an eagle holding a lens. You can see the body to the right sitting in a position with an eagle dancer, which you may not be able to see carefully, quite clearly in this projection of it, but there is an eagle dancer over my head. And so this was the transference of the Lyran energies. The being from Lyra was coming in at that time. And that's all I really need to say about that. I mean, there was the time that that image was done, my mother happened to be under anesthesia in an operation to fuse her spine at that moment. And I was in a whole lot of creative energy. It was the very first time I'd ever met the artist. I was there because another friend was having a spirit drawing done. And I just said, I need to have one too. And so we went ahead and did it. We'll go to the image on the right now, where you can see to the right, there's a swan in the lower right-hand portion of that image. And this was taken, it was actually created 2 hours, between 2 and 3 hours after the sword was severed and reconnected. There's always a process with the soul exchange where there will be preparation over maybe something like six months or longer, the fitting in and out, the adjustments, the adapting, the ability to integrate, being tested and refined. And then at the right moment, the changeover takes place. And so it's always done with, complete agreement and a whole lot of support. And so on this one, the image is showing the being from Cygnus, from the star system Cygnus, coming in, and hence the swan is there. I was sitting actually in a hair salon at the time of that exchange. And I remember just getting very watery, being, just tears flowing from me. And it was all I could do to walk the few blocks over to Kozma's place and sit down, have a cup of tea, and then do this drawing. The one above is something that was done in Sedona, actually, in 2013. The others were between the years of 2006 and 2010. The one in the center with the white mat around it is quite involved, and it took Kozma a lot longer. The other ones were done in about an hour. This one in particular, which is now, thank you, Raymond, for zooming in, we had been together in Sedona for a week and been out on the land in many of the places. And on this, which was the next to last day for Cosima to be here, we went down to an area on Oak Creek in Sedona where there are red rocks and the creek runs through. And then on the opposite shore is Cathedral Rock. And she dipped the paper into the water and laid it upon the rocks. And we sat in stillness. And she began to bring through the images through her hands. And the first thing that she brought in is a large crystal skull, which takes up almost the bottom half of this image. And there were beings that came in from spirit. On the right hand, you'll see the white forms, which are the spirit beings. And on the left side are the crystalline beings. And that large round ball in the center with the expression on it is representing the Mjörns of Regulus, which Regulus is the star at the heart of Leo, the constellation Leo. And actually, these beings had come in through an agreement for 1 year with me. There were four of them in on one cord, so like twins or triplets, these would have been like quadruplets. And I can truthfully say to you that I have probably never experienced a greater love, a more expanded love, a more complete, overwhelming love than I had during the time that the Mjörns were with me. It was amazing to just walk in that energy. And as that year was coming to an end, there was an agreement that I would go to an area, which was in Colorado, and at the appointed time go through this exchange. And it was going to be quite a complete process, as they were going to be lifted out of me and another vessel was prepared for them, and they were going off to an 11th dimensional community at the other side of our local universe. So there was a long journey that they had shown that I would be taking, going through several way stations. They would be, I should say, my heart, their energies would be going on. And they were there in that reality after being with me to help to open up the creativity of those 11th dimensional beings. So it was quite an honor and quite a union. I still carry the energies of each of these soul embodiments. And I can truthfully say that it has been an amazing experience to be able to experience and express, allow to express through me each one of these. So I share these with you again so that you can tap into some of the energies. We all are multidimensional, although we're not all functioning as multidimensional beings at this time, and we all carry various soul aspects. And the process of integrating these is quite complex, and yet it's always been assisted and supported in so many ways. And what I want to say is that at this time, again, bringing it back to the here and now, at this time, we are many being called to complete that process of whatever has been the healing, the letting go of that which isn't a part of us or does not serve us at this time, and to really harmonize in that which we call the unity consciousness beyond the 7D. It begins at 5D, but beyond the 7D, we're really in that field of unity consciousness, beyond all the judgment and the doubt and all those things that can plague so many in the lower frequencies. And so at that point in time, we have access to all that which is known as our star history. And as we integrate this, I don't have a long time today to go into it on this show, but I will mention that there are many human beings that are not in physical form. And I don't mean just the departed relations. I mean others such as the Shi or the founders, or the some are called the directors or the guardians or whatever. There are many names. They are non-physical humans, and they did not fall in the frequencies that we as physical beings have experienced. And so at this time, it's also very important for us to be reuniting, to be opening those levels of communication in safe ways, because the humanity in Earth's recent history has not been thought of as very peaceful. the number one thing is to be peaceful, to be able to be in our hearts and to open to communication. And without getting into it too much, the light language and other communication that is beyond it, it bypasses the mental thoughts, that which can often be misconstrued or misinformed or misdirected. And so for anyone who may have seen the movie Arrival, where the beings that had come in at that time were kind of projecting an ink blot out that made a circular form, and this was actually their way of language, much as hieroglyphs were an image, much as Chinese language in its pictograms portray so much more than just one word. There's a whole lot more to it. And so we're getting into the areas that will be more pure in terms of communication as well. And telepathy is one field that is much clearer than any language on the earth at this time that I'm aware of.
Sorry, so just, Susan, can I just keep you aware of the timing?
Sure.
We need to be finished by 8:52, and I know you want to do that guided meditation, and we still have a couple pictures to share. So
sure, let's move on then to the next image, if you will, the one that's known as Suzanne Seshat Receiving. And this image is the one that I made mention of a little bit ago, with the light field of light over the head. And on this image, when you can have it there to see, you'll notice that it looks a little bit like clouds over the head. There it is. Thank you. It looks a little bit like clouds with the white patches. For anybody who came through the Buddhist tradition, you may have heard something called the white light that appears. I reference an ice cube, the milkiness or the fogginess, the foggy mist of an ice cube. In this case, it's more like blotches. And so what was really going on at this time was more of a conversation. I had agreed with a friend, Daniel E. Maddox, to be a model for some of his experiments and experience with various cameras to do portraits. And in one of those sessions, I connected with the three guardians of a nearby structure, which is known as Castle Rock here in Sedona. And as I did that, I felt this tingling over my head. And this image, I'm looking in one direction, but if you also go to my website, you'll see an image where my eyes are looking more front and up a bit, and there's a little more joy in it. I really enjoyed the communion with them. It was like all of a sudden they were there, I noticed them, they responded, and this was captured. Always when we did the portraits, we always asked in an intention that whatever would come through would serve those who would view. And so this came through in a way to demonstrate that this is like a download, only in this case it's a little more interactive from what I know. I've seen them where they've been a foot tall, big blocks of like, you know, milky white energy, and I've experienced them. And, you know, it's basically made up of information that we integrate and can utilize. And it's always been for the highest good from anything I've ever experienced in my life. So we can just use that as a reference. That's a crystal tablet in my hand, and the idea of the feather being the instrument to write with and bring through the language. So if we want to move on now to the other image you have behind, this is a map of the United States and Canada, which you may recognize. For those who were alive or aware in any way of what was going on in the United States in the year 2003 and 2004, there were many disturbances around Yellowstone. And Yellowstone is an area of concern as a super volcano and a lot of things that could take place that may disrupt life on Earth. And so as we have this, you can see that this large medicine wheel was created. Each one of the stars is a location that was 600 miles radius from the center of Yellowstone. And I worked with the Shoshone, it was Benny LeBeau, who was also known later as Blue Thunder, who had this vision. And as he had this vision, we went about in each, I was at over half of the outside sites and then went through another soul transition to anchor the energies in a different way in the center. But it was activated actually on May 8th, which was Wesak that year, and it was 2004. And at every one of those sites, there had been crystals planted and energies to balance the earth. And each site had to have four colors of humans show up, as well as be vibrated for a period of 24 hours. And as such, it stabilized the disruptions that were going on at that time. And I mention this because it's one of the larger structures that I'm aware of in the States, in the modern times, and in the world, in fact, to help to harmonize and bring stability to our Earth. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of connecting with Mother Earth, with the elements that are here, with all the creative energies. We are not the most important thing here, but we are a main connection. Many things can happen through the humans that cannot happen through other life forms. And so I encourage anyone, as you asked earlier, how can we increase our love? Connect with Mother Nature. Connect with the Earth. Sit upon her. Walk upon her. And experience her. Be still and recognize that every bit of this physical form that you walk in is made up of her elements, and so we are one. And so now I think we may need to move on a little bit further into an exercise, Raymond, unless there's something else.
No, I think that sounds good.
Okay, great. I'd like to first off remind everyone that what I'm going to do now is be able to do more of what's like a direct transmission. I'm going to lead us quietly into a still moment, and I will open up and allow some other things to come through. And this exercise, I was actually given this a few weeks ago. I woke up with this idea of cuckoo in my head. So it's C-U-C-K-O-O, like the cuckoo bird, just to remember it. But it really stands for, can you conceive knowing only oneness? And the point of this is to be maybe more responsible or more aware of that which we are creating, and to make a conscious effort to take a moment, recognize where we may be, love ourselves, and accept ourselves where we may be in this very moment, and to open to the possibility of conceiving and birthing a new form of ourself right here, right now, in a short period, and then to be able to step out and walk in that vibration. So it's a lift and a shift. I have a longer series that's going to be developed here that I was given to take us through, to prepare actually for a larger project, a much larger project that is a light language project to help bring forth the new human, and that will be coming out following this. But anyway, here we are in a moment. If you're driving, I suggest that you either pull over to the side or wait for this part of the experience until later when you are in a safe location. And if you're sitting, to sit with your feet on the floor and to sit in a straight position. I'm going to demonstrate something now that is a simple exercise that will help to align your autonomic nervous system. So you can do it anytime to regain balance and to have an open, clear, the clarity that you'll need for good communication. You simply sit with your hands. I don't know if you can see where I am right now. My palms are together in my lap. And then what I'm going to do is raise them up over my head, straight up with my palms facing each other, and then I take my eyes from straight ahead and move them up, tilting the head back so the eyes are looking straight up between the hands where the palms are facing each other, straight up. And then we bring our head down to normal position, looking straight ahead, and then bring our palms, our hands back down with our palms together in our lap. And if you simply do this three times in a row, you will be aligned. So we'll do it again. Arms up. Head up, head back to normal, hands down, that's one. Arms up, head back to normal, arms back down, palms together. And the last time, arms up, head goes up, eyes straight ahead as the head comes down, and the hands back down into our lap, palms together. And I hope you feel a little difference now. I know it always is a little bit of a shift that helps us. I learned that technique from Michio Kushi many years ago at the East West Foundation in Boston. And we would sit for hours taking notes with all of his classes. and everybody was clean and clear the whole way through. So it really does work. And I offer that as a simple tool now. And I'd like to just take a moment so that we can now sit. If you're lying down, that's fine too. Wherever you may be in a comfortable position. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, that's a good thing to do as well. And let your focus go to within. And as your focus goes within, all you need to do is simply be. There's nothing to remember. There's nothing to do. Simply allow yourself to be. To be comfortable in whatever way, adjust if you need to. And then you might just notice or observe how the breath comes in, bringing life-giving, life-nurturing, life-sustaining oxygen on each and every single breath, coming in and gently turning around and being released easily and naturally. Your body does this over and over. And as you simply observe it, you notice how it happens, that it comes in and goes back out. And as it does, your body now does this all on its own, leaving you free to simply be. And in this moment, just notice how it is that you feel. Allow yourself to take note of any sounds, any temperatures, anything that might be there. And if you're not comfortable, simply adjust. Allow it to become warmer. Imagine a sun coming in to bathe you in its warm light. You may find something else more pleasing for you if you're too hot. Whatever it may be, just allow yourself to expand, to feel a little bit larger, if you will, to notice how it feels as your energy is radiating and vibrating a resonance that is so familiar to you. And now let's take that energy a little bit beyond. I want you to feel the most loving, beautiful thought you can have. Whatever pops in, just trust it that it's right. And if you have no thought, then have the feeling. Be in your heart and feel how it feels to feel so good. Feel so loved, so nurtured, so filled with divine energies. Whatever it is for you, allow it to be and accept it as we expand a little bit more now. Going beyond that which has been known, expanding a little bit more. Perhaps we're going to go beyond time, to go beyond this earthly experience even. Whatever it may be, let's expand a little bit more. And for each one of you, if you wish, you may have the intention to pick up some part of yourself that may be ready to be gifted to you. Something that may be a mention, it may be an image, maybe a sight or a smell or a recognition or a remembrance in some way. It might be as an inspiration. Whatever that may be, allow it to present itself as we gently and lovingly support the energies now, radiating that field for each of you and opening that doorway. Opening that doorway where all is supported, all is held safe, all is there for you. To retrieve it now or at any other time in the near future that may be more appropriate for you in whatever way. You're simply expanding in a way that allows you to resonate. Perhaps it is something you've been wanting. Perhaps it is something you had no idea about. Whatever it is, allow that opportunity to connect, to unite, to tap into or access in whatever way. Breathe in that life-giving, that life-nurturing, that life-sustaining oxygen. bring that new life energy in. And as you do, you collect all that is there for you, simply knowing that it is there and embracing it, welcoming it, bringing it in all the way into you, coming in through your heart now. As we bring that energy on, bring it on through, bringing it into each of the areas, each of the waveforms, each of the aspects, into all of your bodies that are 100% sovereign. All of your bodies made up of your own energies. To embrace and bring this creative energy of inspiration into you now. Bring it all the way in as you bring your focus into your physical body. Once again, taking note of the breath and how that oxygen supports your life in every way. Activating that breath, allowing that breath, receiving that breath of life and allowing it to fill every single part of you in this form and beyond. And as you do so, just take note of how it is that you feel in this very moment. Allow yourself to slowly bring yourself and your awareness with all that which you may have experienced or gathered. Bring it back here now, right here, into this very moment, knowing full well that it may be revealed to you now or over the course of the next hours, days, weeks, even months to come. You can return to this state anytime you wish. All you need do is get in a comfortable position, take note of your breath and allow your intention to be to expand and receive that which is next in whatever way it may serve you. I thank you now and I let you come back on your own in whatever way. I invite you once again to download the gift that we have. If we haven't mentioned it earlier, it's on the BBS promo sites. It's not posted on my website at this time, but I may be able to do that. It's a gift of the messages of the crystal skulls. That's pretty much self-explanatory. In there, you will note two skulls, of which I was the carrier of, and their messages that came through in 2010 as part of a larger project. The messages are, I think, very much applicable to today, as are the images that you're welcome to tune into and connect at any time in any way.
Excellent. Well, we have to bring it to a close. We got 1 minute left. I just wanted to make sure you give out any coordinates you want people to have.
Sure. Thank you. It'd be the birthinganewreality.com. And on that website is also the office phone, and I hope it will be working a little better in the future. It's posted there for you, 928. 554-4069. And my final words would be to be kind, to be gentle, and most of all, love and be true to yourself. And namaste, dear ones. I celebrate each one of you. And I thank you very much, Raymond, for being with me today.
Well, thank you very much, Suzanne. It's been a wonderful experience and a very nice meditation. I wish we could have stayed in that state a bit longer, but unfortunately I do have to close the show. So thanks a lot for coming on, and we look forward to maybe doing this again sometime in the future.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Suzanne Grandin. Again, her website is birthinganewreality.com. And next week, our guest will be John Cowie from the UK. His website is silburydawning.com, silburydawning.com. And we would like to thank our show technician, Donald Newsom, and our sponsor, Communion Marketing Communications, wellness marketing experts in strategic marketing planning, website design, directory specialist, new revenue specialist for website. Visit their site at communionmarketing.com. If you'd like to be a sponsor to the show or advertise during the show and get great exposure within the wellness community, please contact us for information on our packages. If you wish to be interviewed as well, so you can contact me, Raymond Morris, on 514-798-2737 or at raymond@bbsradio.com or on Skype. Raymond Morris, all in one word, is my username. May the grace and the blessings of the divine creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you. Your host, Raymond Morris. See you next week, same time, same channel.